Here he comes. This happens to be a very, very weird Gemara. Am I allowed to say weird?
Sure.
Okay. Four brothers, Nisui and Larbo and Nashim, were married to four women, Umesu, and they all die. And there's a fifth brother. If the remaining oldest brother wants, Miyab is cool, he can be Miyab, more of them, because they're all from four different brothers. Or Shus Biyado, he has permission to do so. Hainosu Shtei Nashim, if he's married to two women, Umes, in other words, the brother was married to two women and he died. Biyasa Chalitzasa Shal Achas Miyam, the Biyar Chalitza performed. One of them, Poteres Sarasa, exempts the co wife. If one was a kosher co-wife and one was a pasul co-wife, then if he chooses the chalitza, so it's better due to the chalitza psula, the one who's already pasul, so she doesn't get any additional deficit by chalitza. If of course he takes one who's kosher, because you don't want him to admit the same aver as deceased brother of living with somebody who's forbidden to him, so therefore you take the one which is permitted. Dilma, we have a maisa, a story. Klas osar achin havion, there were 13 brothers. Umesin train osar, and 12 of them died. The low bonin, and without any kids. Asun bon misyabma, kume rebi. So they came and the 12. Widows, and they wanted to undergo Yibum. They came before Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe, so Rebbe said to the guy, the remaining brother, Eizli Habib, take all 12 of them. Amalei, so he said, Leis Becheli, I don't have the power to do so.
Yibum
13
to die.
Behem Amros. So Yibama said, each one of them, I undertake to sustain the household for 1 month a year. Okay? I guess, you know, they worked. Okay? So the Yavam said, nah, who's paying for the leap month?
I was just going to say that about the hazard that's a leap month.
I am not making up this Gemara, right? I see I'm not making this up.
He's not volunteering either.
Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, Ona Zainina Yachadibura. I'll pay for Limon. Nutsali Aleon. He davened for them. V'azlum Lahom. And they went away. Besides Tlashnin, the next, 3 years later, Asun Tiin, Tlosin Vishita Mainukin. They came bearing 36 children, right? Because each one had one child per year. So that's 36. She is 36. So, Asun Kamnulun Kumi Dartha Rebbe. So they came and took up locations outside Rebbe's house. Saakim Omrulay. So they went up and told Rebbe, Lura, outside Kirye de Menukin, there's a village of nursing babies. Boy, Mishael Sharma want to come and inquire after your health. Oh, dear Rebbe, me come. So Rebbe peeked out the window of the Chamsun and he saw them. Amrulun, so he said to him, Ma'is Kichon, what's doing with you? Amrulay, so they said to him, On and boy, in Titein Lawn, we want you to give us a Uyachadi Bura for the leap month, because this is, I guess, the first year when there was a leap year.
Oh.
So they were asking for the money. Oh. So V'yayblunah ha'u Uyachadi Bura. So he gave them the sustenance for leap month, and that is the end of the story. They lived happily ever after. Okay? Says Gemara.
This didn't make it into the
Bible. I don't know why this is making
the Bible. The element that is missing is some fantastic thing that he davened for them and whatever.
It's just taken as a matter of fact.
Right.
Okay. See, it says, V'yashir Aron Hashem im Obed Edom. The Aron of God was with Obed Edom Beveso in his house, Shlosh Chodoshim, for 3 months. V'yavarach Hashem V'gomer. Hashem blessed him. V'mer B'yarcho, how'd he bless him? With bonim, with kids. Hadod, you see, this is that which it says, called Elamim Ne'e Oved Edom. All these are children of Oved Edom. Oved Edom Hema. uvneihem and their children, v'achem and their brothers, ish chayil b'koach, mighty people with power, lavo to work, it should be shishim u'shnaim, 62. Okay, begom etc. So Adam to Oved Adam Magiti to begin with had 8 kids. So the Avis Kol Chadim Inhen Yolda Trei B'Chol Yarcha. So within those 3 months that he had the Oron by him, so miraculously his children each had 2 children themselves per month. Okay, it's that also. Tamei Yoshiva, their wives were Tamei for 7 days. With Tara, Shiva, and then she was Tara for 7 days. Violetis, and the whole gestation period took 7 days. It's a miraculous thing. Tamei Yoshiva, and then again, she was Tamei for 7 days. With Tara, Shiva, and she was Tara for 7 days. Violetis, and give birth. So that means that there were 2 births a month. Violda, Shitzar, L'chol Yerech, 16 a month, L'klosi Yarchin, for 3 months, Haraboyin V'tamnaya, that's 48. V'hu, and he, it should be Shisa, he himself had 6 kids in this period, Ha'chamishim V'arva, that's 54. V'tamnisun, and count V'tamnuseon, and those 8, which were already his children, Ashtin Vinistar Trey, so 62 altogether. Although to see that's not what it says. Shishim Vishnaim 62, Lovid Edom Magiti, Ovid Edom had during a short amount of time. Omle Avada Barzavdo, Ravada Barzavdo says, Ksiv, it says, Vinikro Shmobi Yisroel, Beis Chalutza now. And it says that the person who does Chalutza, it's called the house, his house is called the house of the undone shoe. Bai shunita v'chalitza achas. The house is permitted with 1 chalitza that works in order to get them exempt, right? Ape biake. So too, by bia it's the same thing. One bia does the trick. Chalitza poter ubia poter. Just a chalitza exempts, so to bia exempts. Kamar at or chalitza kenu bebia, just like you said by chalitza, so too it's by bia and vice versa.
Why is the Gemara mentioning this? Isn't this all review?
What?
Isn't this all review? Why is the Gemara going on?
Do we have that explicitly already? Or did we just mention it?
It's understood about chalitza is exempts and bia is the same as.
Well, we had it?
No. Maybe just talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely did talk about it.
Okay, I don't remember what we did, but anyway, I think it was probably brought down for the next Gemara. Come on, Maularim, can one play a trick? Now, this is an interesting one, and everybody goes crazy trying to understand what trick we're trying to play. Let's take the Glen Ephraim's trick. He says, the halacha according to Yushalmi, although we don't pass this way, is that a woman who's a Yavama, Shomeres Yavam, can eat truma as long as she hasn't been yet claimed by somebody or rejected by somebody. In other words, let's say she was married to a Kohen, and now the Kohen dies, she can still eat.
Or maybe because of the Zika
Truma.
Of her brother?
Because of Zika, right. So the question is, how many Zikas can the brother-in-law actually maintain as a legal fiction in order to give them Truma to eat? That's really what it boils down to. Okay? Is that permissible or is that not permissible? To what extent? So the Sesmar, look, the Rabbi Tarfon, Abiyam Shokol Yikol Yisrael, Rabbi Tarfon, the father of all Jews, Lo Yerim, didn't he play tricks? How did that work? Kidei Sholosh Mils Noshim Bimera Avon, he married 300 women at the time of a famine. So he could eat truma. Okay, so they were. He actually married them with kiddushin, without chupa, in order to eat truma. So we see that it's potentially mutter to produce results, you know, to do a ruse in order to do so. Is that clear? I make that clear? He didn't maybe betroth them, but didn't actually marry them. And there were 310 of them. So here too, the same thing with the Yavamas. He should be able to allow them to eat Truma as long as he hasn't actually chosen any one of them. So it says more, no, it's different. There isn't each one of them suitable to eat Truma. After all, if she does fulfill the marriage with him, she can eat Truma, right? Even though she's not going to do so. So that's enough. But how, however, here you think each one is suitable to me. I mean, they're mutually exclusive, right? You can only do one yibum. You can't do more than one, right? You can.
But until
that yibum is done, don't they all equally have the same
potential?
No, because once you do yibum to one, so everything falls off. So that's why it's not comparable. Right, you can't do evil with each and every one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what he says. Baramocha kol chav echav echad royal yabim, is possible to do evil. So therefore, you can't pay pull the same rules, because by marriage you could say I could have married all of them, right?
Yeah.
But by evil, can't say you can't do all every one, because once you do one, you can't do the others anymore, right? So therefore, it's the not comparable cases. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Avdin lo kein, he did by Yibum the same thing, that one Yavam could allow multiple Yavamas to eat Truma, even though, of course, when he ultimately chooses one, it'll be only that one to the exclusion of all others. But right now, he can allow multiple ones to eat Truma. Because they can't be married to him. He's a Kohen. They're not Kohanos.
Oh, okay.
They're marrying Kohen, right?
So
they
can only marry one.
Right, he only marry one. Hamar's Grushoso, somebody who returns his Grusha. Now, this is after, of course, she's divorced. Vanosi has chalutzaso. And somebody who marries his chalutza. Vanosi has krovas chalutzaso. And somebody marries a relative of his chalutza. Yoti bava mamzer. He has to divorce the wife and the kid is a mamzer. Now, this is talking about going to the Karmeneda, therefore, that you take back your divorcee after she married somebody else. And therefore she's forbidden to go back to you. So this is all Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says if you transgress a law, you're ready or chayev in mamzer, you're ready to have mamzer's penalties. All right, Rabbi Kiva. That's the Rabbi Kiva. Chachamim ain mamzer. I'm sorry, that's good. Ain of la mamzer. The clear is not mamzer. What will create mamzer? We'll see in a moment. Right. Modi Minosis Kruvas Krushas Chalutzos. However, everybody agrees that if you marry the relative of your divorcee, that Shavla Mamzer, that the child is a Mamzer. Okay? So says Mariah Chia Bashan Yon said, Amar Tir Gushoso Mishan Isa Ispos Minakuna. If you take back your divorcee after she's married to somebody else, so you make her possible for the Kuna. Isn't he anyway possum in Akuna? After all, he's he's forbidden to take her back. El Absula Milachol Truma. Rather, so what does it mean? She's possible from Truma, not just from marrying another Kohen, but from meeting Truma. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chia B'Sher Yolot said, a master Grushas HaMishin, you say somebody who takes back his wife after she's married somebody else, which is forbidden, Bitok She'el Kuna, nevertheless, the daughter from the first husband and the woman is Kosher L'Kuna, married Kohen, not a Chol. So Zogmara, my time of why, Kito Tov As He, He toiva vein of la toiva. So here it says kitov asher mi, and she is going to transgress toiva, but not the kid. And then therefore the kid is not a.
Well, the kid is a product of a kosher marriage.
Why how so?
I'm misunderstanding it. Isn't it that the vlad is from the first marriage?
We don't know. No DNA test in the old days.
They
were. No DNA test.
Over.
So we know
so
we're
self and I see.
Yeah, the question is how to resolve itself. Well, that only works with Dini Mumbus. I didn't want to play it here. Any ideas? But what's bothering you? I don't know if someone's bothering you.
No, I thought it was and it was a definite vadai that that the vlad was from the first marriage.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't know for sure. Says the Gemara. Well, the point is even from second marriage, it's not a mamzer. That's really what the point is. Is that not? The point is that even because it's not the regular type issue which generates mamzerus. Okay, Vezu mamzer. Who's a mamzer? Kosher boser. Any relative shublo yavo, if there's a lav involved, if Rabbi Akiva, that makes a mamzerus. Shimon teimoni amar kosher chayvul a kreis b'dei shemaim. It's not just enough that there's a negative command involved, but it has to be that the penalty listed by the Torah is kreis. I lost my place. I found a book of Yichus Yerushalayim, because the Bonnet said there, Ish Ploni Mamzer, Me Eishes Ish, so and so was a Mamzer because he had a relationship, a liaison, or rather his father had a liaison with a woman who's already married. The kind of Rabbi Yeshua that's the same, so Rabbi Yeshua has to be a capital crime involved. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Bukulim, Esha Sav Lamdu. They all learn from the Pasuk Esha Sav. Loikach Esha Sisha, Veloya Leknafavi. Right, I forget how to start down from here. Just like his father's wife is unique. Shahi below Yavo, that you're not allowed to come to call, that's what it says about her. Havla Mamzer, and the child is a Mamzer.
Yeah, one second.
And I guess someone doesn't refute it here. Yeah, give it Eish Ma'ish as I'm Yecheshi below Yavo. Avkoshu below Yavo, Avla Mamzer. And then with the lab, there's a Mamzer's issue. Says Omar, Esivun. Wow. It's around one of the coin Godo. It's also labs, according to Rabbi Akiva, there should be Mamzerus there, Ramona marries a Kohen Gadol. So, no, Shani Shapirish Balkos of Cholol, there the Torah says explicitly that the progeny that you use a Cholol, not a Mamzer. So, says the Shimatay money, but Maisha Sov Yechesh Chayavel of Kores, Bidei Shemaim, just like your father's wife, Chayavel of Kores, Bidei Shemaim, those of heaven, of La Mamzer, therefore the kid is a Mamzer. So therefore, the same thing anywhere else where you have those conditions. So, Esimun Arei Nida. What about Anita? Why is the kid not a mom's population to Anita? She seems to have all these preconditions. Shani Shane Kosovo share boss on Anita's different. It doesn't say anything there about relationships. Okay? Rabbi Yoshua. So, well, it's more it doesn't have relationships. It means that it's not also because of.
It's not a familial relationship.
Yes. All right. Rabbi Shua Darish, my Asian son, Yuchedeshachem, La Mises Basin. My Vlad Rabbi Shua takes a step further. So the Mishnah says, anytime Yuchai Mises Basin, then the Vlad is Mamzer. Of course, La Mises Basin, the Vlad Mamzer. I forgot Rabbi Shumer, Habal, Achos, Havlad Kosher. So here's the interesting thing. Even though Rabbi Shua says, he was the first name, right? So even though he says that somebody has a relationship with his sister, Vlad Kosher, the kid is okay. He agrees that if the kid was a Nekeva, was a female, that she's not allowed to serve as a Kohen. Of course not. She's not allowed to marry a coin, right? Sorry about that. One second. Yeah, so Chalolus there is in any event. Even though Mamzerus is not going to be unless there's a Mises basic or Rabbi Shua, Chalolus will be even on the Chai of Koris, of course, because even I'm on the coin Kol, where there's no Koris involved, generates, you know, generates chol, so certainly chol will be relevant to this issue as well. Okay? So it says more, Afaka Rabbi Shimon, you the Moshe Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Shimon, you the Rabbi Shimon, says, Goy Veveret Shabo Abbas Yisroel, if a goy or a slave has relations with a non-Jewish, with a Jewish girl, Avlad Kosher, the kid is okay. My son, a Keva, they agree that if she was female, she he pasula mina kona that she can't serve as a Kohen.
I understand the phrase in Hoysim.
What?
Of course she's in the Keva. No, the child is in the Keva.
Yeah. Child's Keva, she.
Well,
she
the offspring is
Chalola.
To marry a
Kohen. Even though the boy can, but the girl can't.
Why is that? Because the child is Jewish anyway.
Yeah, but it's a chalos.
What is a chalos?
What?
What's a
chalos? Damage.
What
damage? Damage to the kid. Chalos means literally a vacated spot. So there's something wrong with the kid, right?
Do we paskin like this?
I don't remember. I think so. But I don't remember. Says Mar Chavan Asher asked the Gavas Rav Ami. So the individual said to came from Rav Ami. He said, "Beginning Lilas Ima the who since my mother gave birth to me, the who Gavra Amoy from a Goyish kid. What's my status? Goyish man. So what's my status? I'm a loy." So she said to him, "Kosher. Amar Le Rav Chama Bar Guria. Hach the Maich Reglach." Rav Chama Guria said, "Run away. Gather your legs and run away." I'd loyal say Shmuel if you because for Shmuel comes and says you're a puzzle because he holds Eved Goya Boa Basi Swam Vlad Mamzer. I've got the Rab Omar Goy Eved Boa Basi Swam Vlad Kosher and the Rab says, okay, Midishi my son a cave, Modishi my son a cave, she psula minakuna. So he too agrees that if she's in the cave, then he's exempt from the kuna. Okay? Now, says Gemara, Umaro lomar locha kerbishim be'atayite mori. One second. Yeah, why are we passing like kerbishim be'atayite mori that you only get malchus if it's time when you have kareis on the intentional? And we're going out from Yeah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say?
He says, Ma Roy says, Vloma Bikaris
Deshasov. Yeah.
Vlomi Misa Deshasov to Rabbi Yeshua. Why do we say that the car, you know, why do we say Karis is the one that caused the Mamzeris? Why don't we say that the Misa is like the view of Rabbi Yeshua is the one that would cause the Mamzeris?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a Bavli kind of question.
That this is mamzer is determined by chayav krisis. Okay? Mechavish tells Rabbi Yosef, Merchanina. There's a contradiction in Merchanina. Tami yod lamikola, from there, he learns it from Klau. Vacho yod lamipotet, he learns it from the prat, from the generality to the specification. The time learned mitzvah to Hashem. It says mitzvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ha'isi omer af. Also, people who eat creepy, crawly things are involved, right? In the midst of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why not? Array Adon, so therefore he makes Zereshova. Ne'emakar me'ene, it says me'ene over here. Now, over here is by the chatas brought by the community, right? V'ne'emar also says l'halom by the chat of the chait of the community. Avoni, ma avoni, shenemar la'alon. Davar shechem hazdos zelon kari shugos kari zirta, but avod zora, and it says that. Excuse me.
Both
ene. What did I say? Oh, that's because I'm falling asleep. Nemar kan meene, and nemar la'alon meene. Meine shenemar la'alon davar shechem hazdos shugos chados zelon kari. Right. The classic archetypical garment mention is that brought down the word for Avodah Zorah, right? So Ma in Ishnei Malhal Darvish Chaim Hashigos L'Chatas while the Zedon Kores Chayiv if you didn't intentionally Kores Av my Meineshin and my counsel to hear it says in over here Chayin O Zedon Kores Hashigos L'Chatas only that type which requires additional efforts. So it says the Gemara, "Iman ma ene shenema la'alon sheish b'mitzvahs based." And wait a minute, but we know that for a borezor you get killed, right? Amene shenema kan b'davar sheish b'mitzvahs being based. Maybe the whole cheshbon is also only made here in a place where. Place where there's Misa's based in being imposed. Does it make sense? Sorry,
well, why use Xerushava to tell you that the standard is Kares? Why use Xerushava to tell you the standard is Misa's based for Mamzeris?
Right. In other words, since the case it mentioned there in Arias. Is a case of Eshesav, which things comes, I say, to give you death. So why is that mentioned that that's one of the criteria, that the death penalty is the problem? So it says, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Chanir, Malkam Shiotzis Avodazor Lelamid Al-Chayov in Krisus. In the case where Avodazor was used in order to teach us things about people in Chayav Kores, Lo Yotza, it should be Ma El Kores Bilvad. So there, very interesting concept. Where you have the concept of Avodah Zorah, mentioned in the context of a chatos, It only mentions the Avodah Zarah as a Kores punishment, a Kores Avera. It doesn't mention there the death of the individual who serves Avodah Zarah. It's true, we know that the person who serves Avodah Zarah gets put to death, but it doesn't say there that Parsha. Okay, so therefore in that Parsha, it doesn't say that. So therefore, we would say, that the parameter of chatos is the parameter of the punishment mentioned there, which is only chores. Obviously, the shogeg is.
Shogeg is not chores.
Right, but even the case which you would get penalized for is mentioned as being
maybe chorus is for if you didn't have hasra. Is that possible? In other words, if there's hasra, then you get misa. You get skewa. If there's no hasra, but you did it b'mezid.
Yeah, but that's what the Gemara is trying to say here. We're trying to say a different kind of principle. Gemara is teaching us that if the Torah could have been gone up to a higher level of punishment, and instead it keeps the lower level of punishment, so obviously it's telling us about lower level of punishment. It's telling us lower level of punishment is heinous enough, and therefore it creates mamzerus. Mm-hmm. Is that clear in a nutshell?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just saying, let's see inside here again. So it says, in a place where Avodah Zarah was set aside to teach us for what you bring a karma chatas, right? So the only thing which we learn out from there is the carbon is actually kares. It should be
the only thing that's stated there is the din of kares by the Avodah Zarah, even though there is a din
right.
It's expansive. So we're right. Eliminating ourselves as to the limit of the reason.
Right. If I wasn't in a fog, then I actually would be able to get that out, but you articulated very well, which is that it's since the cutoff penalty mentioned in the parish of Chatas is one of Kores, so even things which only hit the level of Kores and don't hit the level of Mises Basin, for them too you bring Korbanos Chatas, right? That's how we're learning out by that case, right? But if you want to learn about death penalties, you got to learn from elsewhere. Now, Mechavish, she tells to Rabbi Yisrael. There he learns out from a klav, but here it learns out from the prat. Now, by that we mean that Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina said before,
where's case we went after the cloud before?
About the Schutzen and the Mosse.
Yeah, but it's more than one second.
Yeah. The question is like this.
All right, I'll take the dramatic step of standing up and see. The
question is like this. The question is that before in the parish of Arias, we said, the parish as the sister came to be singled out to teach us that there's mamzeres from Chayavei Krisus. Right? So we're learning out from the prat here, right? Well, I'm sorry. We're learning out from the cloud. Because the cloud is Chayav Ekrisis. Actually, we're learning out from your sister, we're learning out from your father's wife, right? From Eshesov. So the prat is Chayav Misa. B'day should be day odom. It's chayav misa and basin. The klal is chayav ikrisus. So we learn out the parameters of mamzeros from the klal, from the totality of arayas. Right? By karbonos, however, when we're trying to define what karbonos bring chatas on, we learn it out from the, not from the klal, because over there the klal is ambiguous, right? We don't know from the klal what the parameters are, just so it's chait. But we learn out from the prat. What's the prat over there? The prat is avodah zorah. And that even only very specific type of avodah zorah, because the Torah limited to avodah zorah, which is kareis, not avodah zorah beyond there. So one case learned from the generality, which is krisus. The other case learned from the specification, which is also krisus. Okay? Which is one case of krisus vis-a-vis mamzeres, to have kareis as the benchmark. In the other case, we learn out from the level of kareis what you bring a chatos for. So which one is it? Learn from the klal or do we learn from the prat? So it says more at Tam, it's four lines before the Mishnah. Tam anichu chubikol haveros lekarba. There it says an all base bring a karba. Well, we do not know their parameter. The parameter doesn't exist because everything else in the klal is too general. It just says if you sin, bring a karba. But what kind of a code, what kind of sin? So they were perforce required to look at the prat to define for us for what you're bringing carbon, right? Should we again, time to call Avedis the carbon. You're talking about the Zohar, the Lamina Machiav the carbonus. So Avedis Zohar comes to teach us on what you're Machiav the carbon. So we need the prat. However, Isla Chameimar Hocha Nichlu Kol Arayas, the Arayas of Mamzer, but here are all Arayas together, you know, linked for Mamzer. No, what are they all linked for? Krisus. The generality of the Suri Arayis mentioned in Parshas Akrei Mos Kedoshim are generally speaking about Chayav Krisus, things of which he records. That's the overwhelming majority of them. Right? So therefore, here, Nochle Nichol Uka Arayis Lemein Mamzer. Yotza Eishis Av Lamin Mamzer. So therefore, since the klal already defined a common denominator between all these cases, because remember, including Misa B'day Shamayim is also Kareis. So therefore, since the common denominator has already been assumed or understood, so therefore, all we need is to tell us that this concept of Mamzerus, and once one we have an extra possibility, one of the areas tells the concept of Mamzerus, we apply the klal's parameters to that. I don't know if I made myself clear on that, but I certainly made myself clear that if I was sitting down. Let me try one more time. That if, in the case where I already have the level determined by the generality of specification, just comes to tell us what the new halacha is in which to apply that. So the generality by arayas is kareis. The unique case of Eishesav comes to tell us there's mamzeris if you don't adhere to the laws of kareis, laws of arayas. By Karbonos, however, the generality does nothing to tell me the parameters, right? All it tells us is an Avera, being a Karbon. So there, how am I going to find out what kind of Avera? The only way to find it is by looking at the specification and see that the specification there, even though it's Avera Zora, is uniquely Avera Zora for which you're only Chayav Kareis, not Avera Zora for which you're Chayav Misa B'Day Shamayim. So the parameters of Karbon learn from the specification vis-a-vis the generality by the case of the Avodah Zarah, right? The case of Mamzer there, since the generality already have a common denominator, so that's where there serves as a basis for what comes later on. Okay? How we learn Mamzer.
Which Avodah Zarah is Chayav Kareis and which Avodah Zarah is Chayav?
They're all Chayav Kareis Miso. It's like Shabbos. Yeah. You're going to be Chayav Miso on Shabbos and Chayav Kareis on Shabbos. Right. Maybe what the Asrah was, what the intent was, situation. So the same is true by Kabbalah. Okay? Ishto Shemeso. If your wife died, Mutar Chosulat, marry your sister. Gir Shemeso. If you divorced and then she died, Mutar Chosulat, marry your sister. This is La'acher Meso, she married somebody else and then she died, with a chosulat marry his sister. Yivamta Shemeso, your Yivamta dies, Mutar Ba'achoseo, Ba'achoselat marry his sister.
or it's low mesa, maybe the chalitza turned and then she died. So muter b'achol, so he's also not to marry his sister. Mises lacher umesa, she married somebody else, and then she died. Muter b'achol, he saw, he lacher to marry his sister, right? Habima aser. The whole story is about sisters, not mothers. Lokem Rav Yaakov Bar Acham Shemelezer Shemesam Shemesam Mutzar Bima. What about the fact to marry? Because if he dies, allowed to marry her mother. So says her mother. Tavulam Avam. Begin the Tanina. Cholatzlo Mesa Mutzar Ba'Choisa. Once it says that after Chalitza and death, you're allowed to marry her sister. Harba Amos, or as opposed to Abima Asar, as opposed to the mother, which is forbidden. Okay, Tarechoy, so that's what we learned, the sister and not the mother, right? So, because the mother is not mutter all the time. Okay, the sister becomes mutter all the time, but the mother doesn't always become mutter, such as the case we did Chalitza, and then she died. You allowed to marry the sister. That's not true. It was the mother, so therefore we talk about sister more than mother. Okay? Hadro Chol Tzvimto. Let's go a little further. Rangami Omer. Ein get achaget. Velo... The whole Masechta?
No. It's all
Okay, Rangamli Omer en get achar get v'lo me'amar achar maimer. Now this is talking about where there are two yavamas. There's no get after get. In other words, if you gave a get to the one, get to the one, you can't give a get to the other. Nor can you do maimer to the one after the other. V'bilachar get, nor can you do bil one after the other. V'chalitza achalitza v'chalitza one after the other. V'chor meri yesh get achar get, there is get after get, and it causes you all sorts of headaches. V'achar maimer, and after maimer as well. But this part we grant, not after Be'ilah, not after Chalitza, there's nothing left after that. Okay, what do we mean by this? Yavamo Yavoa Leha. So, Nushami sounds like everything after Pesukim, even though the Babi learns a lot of this is just Rabbanos.
But the Nushami learns mostly the Rises.
Yavamo Yavoa Leha, Bia, Zu Bia. Avilkachal Alisha, take my wife, Zu Maimer. Yoru Kishem Shabia Goimer Ba Kachia Maimer Goimer Ba Kachia Maimer, maybe just like Bia is complete acquisition of Yavama, complete to come to fruition in complete evil. Now, next slide is messed up. I'm going to change it to what it says on Testament base, so they're identical to Gemara. Bia Gomeris Ba Vena Maimer Goimer Ba. Bia completes the process, Maimer does not complete the process, right? He came out here about Maimer, so what does Maimer do? Makes life more difficult. We like that in Judaism. Lois Lachim, to make her forbidden for the brothers. Rabbi Shimon Omer, famous Shita, Rabbi Shimon, we had a ray before. Ha-maimel, o-koinel, lo-ikera. I know what it does, says Rabbi Shimon, but either works all the way, it doesn't work at all. My time, Rabbi Shimon, what's allowed to Rabbi Shimon, Yavom, Yavola, the Yavom should have relations with her as Abia. U-kocho, lo-ze-ha-maimel. Take her as an acquisition, that's Maimer. Who can shame Shabia Gomer's bow from that perspective, just like Bia completes the process. Kacha Maimer Gomer bow, so to Maimer completes the process. Oh, however, you can read it differently. We say Yvamoya Boleo, Vareil Kuchalo. That means one long run on sentence, not two separate possibilities. Yavama should congratulate her, and that way she's acquired. Va Maimer Loyal Klum, in which case Maimer doesn't work at all. It's a complete and total acquisition by Yavama. My time, Rabbi Lozer ben Aruch, what's his logic? She should be taken from him for a rival. It's like a marriage. It's a complete kinyan. Okay, so there are three possibilities. Either Maimer is a quasi, that's Rabbanan, or, according to Rabbi Shimon, either Maimer works completely or doesn't work at all. Or Kareh Lezerach, Mimer is equivalent to Bia. Same thing, okay? Got my second wind now. Okay, so let's go on. So it says the Gemara, Eitz Mimer. How do you do Mimer Bia Bama? Good practical question, right? Hareh Mekudesh is Libet Kesef Ushav Kesef. Just like regular marriage, right? Marriage me with money or the equivalent of money.
Mimer is a rabbinical invention. So
No. Mimer has been poisoned by art school.
Right.
Okay, only according to the Bavli is a rabbinical invention.
Oh.
According to the Ushami, it's a Torah invention.
Oh, okay.
Or it's a possibility this would be a Torah invention. Says the Gemara, Kamad Rabbanin Amin. Now we make props. Kamad Rabbanin Amin. HaMimer Kodem Mashiach, just like Rabbanan say, Mimer is a partial acquisition, acquires and leaves over. Kenenu Ramitzot, they said, HaGet Poitim Mashiach. Now we meet a new klutz. Klutz number 692. This is a guy who gave his Yavama a get.
Didn't do Chalitzotir, he didn't do Yimunir, he didn't do Mimeritzur, he just gave her a get. A get.
Okay? Don't try and think that he has any brains. That will mess up the scenario. Very important.
So does that have... So
that's going to cause us problems, right? Says the Gemara works and leaves over. Get works partially. Oh, big headache. Means if you have two Yavamas and you give one a get, you're not rid of the other one yet. The chalitza, the first one, would be rid of the other one, right? If the bia to one, he'd be probably rid of the other one. Mm-hmm. But if you do get to one, you're not rid of the other one yet. So still do something for her as well, right? Says the Gemara, beef derby get kapot tour gomor. Wait, let's make get work completely be a forma. Mikav chomer. Let me present you some chomer. If a regular wife, Shein Chalitza Potetos Ba, where Chalitza doesn't work, have get Poiter Ba, get who does work. Yvama Shein Chalitza Potetos Ba, Yvama Chalitza does work, and a din she have get Poiter Ba, should not have a chomer, but get certainly work by her. Tam Lomer Chotza, that's a cost, it says Chotza. Chalitza any terrace, the limber of Chalitza any terrace begins. Begins. Oh, and Chalitza not get. Says the Gemara, "V'lo tiftar ba klum." If that's the case, let nothing work. I don't know what the question is. Yeah, how do we know the get works at all? In other words, if you hope that get doesn't work because it says chalitza, so why? How does get work partially? Says more, no. I got a drasha for that. A very strange drasha, but it's got a drasha. See if it says, velociations of leaves are. It says that the Yavama should not be too far, man. Manakim, it would say about, well, first I should throw a line. It would say about before Yibum, that's obvious. She's waiting for Yibum. So, but say about, Manakim, it should talk about, but Shabbat, she already had relations with him. Ishto, she's already his wife. You can't call her Yavama, right? If on the other hand she did Chalitza, of course she can go marry somebody else. Yeah. So either she can or cannot marry. But what's this case? This additional person of Lo Siyeh Lish Zor. Okay, I'm going to slow you by the final case. He gave her a get. And the Torah says she shouldn't go out, but she still is not married. She's in limbo. The Tani Chizki a get, Kain and Chizki also taught us, Minayin Lanois a get, Yavim to Iron of Sonic gives a get to his Yavama, she asura love alachim, she's forbidden to him and to the brothers, and to everybody else as well. She's forbidden to everybody. She's mamish up the creek without the proverbial paddle. Right? So he's a different boss. He goes to the Parish and Torah, which comes back, where you divorce a woman and she comes back, marries somebody else, and then she wants to come back to you. So Chizkiah taught, Minayli Yosin Getchi Asura Labachi, she's forbidden to him and her brothers. Etzani Korashir Shilach. She's called the woman who's been sent away. She can't be taken back. But the brothers, they say, somebody else sent her away, so she's not mutter to him. They're not mutter to the, this woman's not mutter to them. In other words, woman, this woman is not mutter to the Yevamos, even after she gets a divorce from one of them. Says the Gemara, minay lenois and get ibindo she asura lava. Oh, just that. But tati chalitza be. Let's do the opposite now. Tati chalitza be she mikishu kavchomer. Let chalitza work by a wife from the kavchomer. Imayim yevama sheim ba gisham get poitava. If yevama where the get does work, chalitza poitava. Chalitza does work. Isu shag get poitava. A woman where get work. Saying odin shadei chalitza boteres lo. Should chalitza work for her? No. Tamulomar because I'm saying the Jesus says he should write for a book of divorce, b'ketui niteres, v'ei niteres, because she's only redeemed by divorce, she's not redeemed by chalitza. Says the Gemara, let chalitza do a shear, but let chalitza partially mess up the marriage. If get messes up all completely, let chalitza do partially. This one can't say it either. Tom and here have an excuse to say that. This wacky svara I can say by our scenario, because Tamuk see, because here it says about our scenario, lo si eishes azor, lo si elish zor, right? You shouldn't be too far man, so I have an extra plus with the tasha to create the state of limbo, right? Of mimer or whatever it is. Ha'ach ma'isol chameinu, when on the way into marriage, what's your perspective that you can create there a state of limbo? So you don't have the concept, the apostle would teach us to create one, so therefore you should not create one. Okay, speaking of not creating one, we'll stop here for tonight. It's a logical stopping point. We've scrimped together almost too black. That'll do.